Dr. Patrick Kaiser is an associate professor of bioengineering at the University of Utah, but today he's in Chicago.
We're going to be presenting a new intravaginal ring technology that we've been developing over probably about the last 3 years in my lab that's focused on delivering an antiviral drug called tenofovir, which has been shown to be able to prevent the sexual transmission of HIV in women.
Kaiser is speaking to the American Association of Pharmaceutical Scientists. He says his lab didn't develop a new drug. Instead, it discovered a new way to deliver a drug, which will make it more effective.
In 2010, there was a clinical trial in Africa with women who have a high likelihood of becoming infected by HIV. In that trial, they used a gel that contains the drug called tenofovir in a gel form. And this gel was applied before and after intercourse.
The results of the trial showed a reduction of almost 40% in women who used the gel. However, Kaiser says the women who used more of the gel had greater success, which is why his lab began working to develop a device that could deliver that drug consistently. He describes what they came up with as similar to a NuvaRing.
We deliver tenofovir topically to tissue in the vagina. The drug there prevents the first steps of transmission and invasion of the HIV virus in vaginal tissue.
Misty Thompson is an outreach case manager at the Utah AIDS Foundation. She says this kind of research is critical, especially as HIV rates continue to rise.
We know that people know how to protect themselves. We know that people are aware of how HIV is transmitted and how to prevent that. Yet, infection rates are still climbing. So we know there are other factors involved there.
Thompson says mental illness and substance abuse are two reasons for the continued increase. But she says the intravaginal ring could help give women more control.
It's more common for men who are with female partners to maybe not be as upfront about some of the male partners they may be also engaging in sexual intercourse with and bringing risk home. So just being able to take that power and that control and put it in women's hands, I think, is such a beneficial thing.
The gel used in the ring has not been approved by the FDA. Scientists say if and when that happens, it would likely not take too long for the intravaginal ring to be approved as well. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.